John Oliver joined the Boston Symphony Orchestra as assistant music director in 1967. Shortly thereafter, he told management they shouldn't be relying on school choruses for performances.
Who can be good and enthusiastic, but, you know, the 1 year they don't have tenors, 1 year they don't have sopranos, 1 year, the 1 year the French is lousy, that kind of thing. I said, but you need a chorus, and I'm the guy. And to my great astonishment, at least now, they actually took me up on it.
So in 1970, Oliver founded the Tanglewood Festival Chorus. Starting with 60 singers and now with some 340 volunteer members, the chorus has logged more than 1,000 performances in the United States, Europe, and the Far East, spanning 4 BSO music directors. It even helped close the opening ceremonies of the 1998 Winter Olympics and can be heard on the Saving Private Ryan soundtrack. Yet Oliver says no one concert or venue sticks out as a favorite.
I've never enjoyed anything in my life as much as hearing a singer audition, hearing a singer sing. It tells you so much about the human condition and the human perspective on a life. And I've been very blessed.
Oliver estimates thousands of people have been part of the chorus over the past 45 years. He took his final Symphony Hall bow as conductor earlier this month, an event he says was quiet as requested. Oliver says he wants this summer's final Tanglewood concerts to be his only farewell tour.
What I'm looking forward to most is my prelude on the final Friday night, in which I'm doing Opus 42 of Brahms and Opus 42 of Barber, and a wonderful other piece of Barber for timpani and men's chorus called A Stopwatch and an Ordnance Map, and Bach's Sing it dem Herrn to start, and ending with the two choruses from Copland's The Tenderland. And those are kind of signature pieces for me. And, you know, the Ninth Symphony overshadows it for the public. But for me, that is the most fantastic thing.
BSO Managing Director Mark Volpe says Oliver's legacy will be lasting and he will be hard to replace.
It's a real dedication to the art. I mean, he loves music and he loves the voice. And that anybody who spends time with him realizes that right away. And so I think the chorus always had great respect, you know, for his commitment to music.
This summer, the BSO will honor Oliver with the Tanglewood Medal, joining Seiji Ozawa as just the second recipient. At 75 years old, Oliver says it feels like the right time to step down. He's starting to write 3 books, a memoir, a comic novel based in the 1940s South, and a book of quotes from rehearsals throughout the chorus's history. The BSO will put together a search committee to find a successor while Oliver will teach at Tanglewood.
Next September, I'm looking forward to going down to Great Barrington and buying my 4 newspapers every day and my decaf iced latte, and the good folks at Dunkin' Donuts always fill in the rest. They always say, whole milk and 2 equals. Please drive up. You know?
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.